Poor lady, she got stuck in traffic. Welcome, Jenny. Hard journey coming. I know you didn't come in very far, but I couldn't find out where you got stuck. But anyway, right, Wesley Players, this is Upminster's drama group. I love talking about theatre. This is we've often had Wesley Players in the studio before.
Yes, we have.
This new play is one that I don't know. John Lee's Kids Play. Tell me all about Kids Play.
Well, Kids Play is basically about a group of children that are playing in a back alley, and it's a comedy, and there's various children who are going to another child's party, and this particular child, she's only been allowed to invite her dance class people, so the parents of her tend to think that there may be a cut above the rest of the people that live there.
Right, okay.
It's adults playing the parts of children.
Yeah.
It's quite a large cast. There's about 23 in the
cast.
Oh,
wow.
And so you see some characters are only on for, briefly, and others you see all the way through the play. Basically, you see how one child who lives from a different street keeps trying to come and play with these other children. And it shows things like bullying and intimidation and things like that. But it's done in a light-hearted way, so that you see the funny side of the children playing, but there's also the serious side of how bullying can affect other children.
So it has got a serious message running all the way through there.
Yeah, it's been quite fun to do.
Let's just talk about costumes for a start, because you'll get to dress up as kids then, yeah?
Yes.
So there's lots of hoodies there, I should think, and smaller.
It's actually based at the early 80s, so sort of like 1981.
Oh, right.
So we're having to kind of look how children dressed in those times, which was a lot more kid-like.
I suppose it was really. I'm just trying to remember what I was wearing in the 80s. Not the 80s, in the 60s for me, as I've just admitted, not a moment ago.
You shouldn't have said anything.
I shouldn't have said that. So is this a play that you've seen, has it been done nationally before? Or?
The lady who's directing, Helen Turner, she'd actually done it when she was at college, and it's been one that she's been wanting to do for some time. So she thoroughly enjoyed it when she was at college, and sort of put it to the group and said, what did we think about it? It's not a terribly long play, so both halves are quite quick and fast pace, she'd seen it and she'd enjoyed it, and even she liked seeing the adults playing as children. But the thing is with John Lee, he has also written a few pages of how colleges and schools and things can use this play to do their own improvisation and workshops.
And interpretation, right, okay. It's a play that... It's always a brave decision to do a play that's unknown as well, isn't it, to try and get an audience. I mean, how have your audiences been over the last few Wesley plays that you've put on?
They varied, really. When we had the Panto, it wasn't a generally well-known Panto. Mm. It was one that had been written by a member of the group.
Remember you came in here and talked about it, didn't you? Yeah.
So it's always harder to try and get people coming in to see something that they've not heard of. With Kids Play at the moment, it's people are interested because it sounds like it should be quite good, but until we get, people booking tickets.
Now, the big question is it suitable for children?
It is. I would say probably more secondary school age, just because of the understanding of the play.
There's no bad language in it, or nudity.
No.
Damn! Okay.
No, and I mean, for younger children, it would be trying to keep their attention, and it's not that we don't think that they would enjoy it. It's just that it's not necessarily a subject matter that they would be able to see the fun of.
Okay, and how has rehearsals been? What sort of fun have you had in rehearsals?
Yes, they've been very good. I mean, we've got one of the characters, he has to arrive on a BMX bike, so he has to cycle on stage and off stage, which is good, except that obviously he's having to cycle into the wings where there's not that much room.
I bet there is. No, where you perform it, there isn't much room.
Skipping, there's a couple of them have to do skipping at the very front of the play, so it's kind of, we've been skipping around the hall and you know, practicing, because you have to, don't you?
Exactly, exactly. How healthy is things at the Wesley's at the moment? Is it a lot of drama groups I've spoken to recently seem to have a lot of new members coming in, but they're not seem to be getting new audience members, they're getting new acting members. Is that true of Wesley's?
Yes, yeah. Well, I mean, over the last couple of years, we've certainly seen a growth in the group. People wanted to do various things. It's not all acting. Some have come to join just to be social and to do backstage things. So we'll get members that will come along and they'll just want to help out with the set, which is really nice because it's generally not everybody wants to do that.
No, of course not.
Others are quite happy to come along and just be part of the group and help make tea and things like that. So it then means when we actually come to do the performances, they'll come and they're happy to help front of house. So it's quite a varied,
Yeah, and it's not all about acting. It's all about, going out for a beer afterwards and going for a curry, blah, blah, blah. It is a good social network, isn't it? And people who maybe are on their own and looking for friendship, in drama groups I've been involved in, that happens. People come along and join and absolutely love it. And it is a great social experience.
It's also going to be part of, this play is going to be part of the Havering Festival. So
Which
tends to mean that other groups will support each other because they want to see what's been done and what the competition is.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, this will be adjudicated at some stage, yeah?
Yes, our adjudicator will be there on the Saturday evening.
All right, okay. Well, festival, and you know that festivals can be fraught with danger. They can be a lot of fun, and hopefully they get well attended. But that is the trouble, isn't it? That festivals do struggle, depending on which part of the country. It seems to be sort of north of the Watford Gap. Festivals get very well attended.
Yes, they do. Down
in South London.
Yes, it can be a struggle.
Right, let's come back to Kids Play. It's on 15th, 16th, 17th of May.
Yes, at 8 o'clock.
Tickets are on the door, obviously. And where do you perform?
It's at the Methodist Church Hall in Upminster. So when you go to Upminster Station, if you came out and turned right, it's just along from there. And tickets are £7 for adults. Senior citizens are £5.50 and children are £3.50. So you get a cup of tea or coffee, which is complimentary, and a programme too.
Okay. Your website is wesley-players.co.uk. .co.uk. Do you know what's next up? I mean, when you finish Kids Play, what's up next for Wesley's?
We're just bouncing around with a couple of ideas at the moment. We know who the director's going to be. It will be Courtney Boyd-Adeyes. So, she's going to be directing the next play, which at the moment she's kind of choosing what's going to come up because over the summertime, obviously, it gets busy with holidays.
Yep.
So it's trying to juggle numbers and who's available and that kind of thing.
Wish you luck. I'm going to go and see 39 Steps on Friday, hopefully.
That should
be really good. An amateur version, Halstead, I believe they're putting it on. So just to see how it's done there. I saw it professionally in the West End not long ago, and that was very, very good. And it's a play. That's another point I was going to come on to. It's difficult when you put it on a play. How many cast members does it take? It's a brilliant place for four people, but what do you do with the other 20?
That's right,
It's a never-ending problem.
So it's keeping people interested and keeping coming. And I mean, I'm hoping to go and see The Real Inspector Hound, which is going to be at the Brentwood.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that should be quite good.
Because we love our theatre, don't we?
We do, absolutely.
We do love our theatre. Well, Jenny, I hope it really, really goes by. Goes. No relation, by the way, I've just realised.
No, different spelling.
Kids Play by John Lee is on at the Methodist Church Hall with the Wesley Players, 15th, 16th, 17th of May. Tickets are in advance or on the door. Further details, www.wesley-players.co.uk. Jenny, I'm sorry it took so long of you to get in here, but thank you very much.
Thank you for seeing me.
No, that's the doctor will see you now. Thank you.